Stay together for the kids. It was a simple thing. I think the magic of it was that was all pretty, but I wanted to do something we never did before. And that was on the chorus, turn on all the pedals.
For popular rock bands, there seems to be a dividing line between their early, willy-nilly, fun-loving songwriting days and a more mature era where they come into their own. It was 2001 and Blink-182 were known as the three goofy naked dudes from the What's My Age Again video, but they knew they could offer much more in their songwriting.
It was my 18th birthday, and I come home and there's like these scratch marks all the way across the sidewalk from the front door out to the driveway.
Blink frontman Tom DeLonge slowly figured out that the scratch marks were from his dad dragging out furniture as he moved out of the house for good.
It was the 20th anniversary of my parents, and everything just, all hell broke loose on that day. Like anybody, you know, it would affect you to see your parents break up like that. I wanted to tackle that in a song.
They had briefly tackled more serious topics in their previous album with Adam's song, but never had they tapped into something so universal as divorce.
I think we hit on something that sounded like adolescence lashing out over being caught in the middle of a storm that they had no control of. You know, you grow up thinking that your parents are more powerful than they are. They know a lot more than they do. And as you get older, you start to learn they're just people too. They're about as vulnerable and as destructible, you know, as you are.
If this is what he wants and it's what she wants, then why is there so much pain?
Stay Together for the Kids was released as a single in September of 2001 and actually had to reshoot their video because the images looked so similar to the 9/11 attacks in New York. The song helped the album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket become the first punk album to debut at number one and has since sold over 14 million copies worldwide.
When you're a musician, you get caught up in the business, you get caught up in the work, you get caught up in the fame or whatever, and then all of a sudden someone slaps you upside the head with reality, you know, and you're like, wow, you know, art is really important. It's just really super important.
Stay Together for the Kids was an example of Blink pushing themselves. Instead of being pigeonholed into a pop-punk jokey band, they were true to themselves and wrote about a serious topic that affected both Tom and bassist Mark Hoppus. In the early 2000s, it tapped into this adolescent angst where 50% of marriages were ending in divorce and leaving broken homes in its wake. It was reassurance to a generation of kids that they weren't alone.
I think that's what's great about rock and roll. It's not about the music as much as it's about the emotion. And the emotion,
20 years now lost,
is what resonates with people. They feel something.
It's not wrong.